have to do a lot of simanim, and we don't have too much time to do it. So we'll start without any further ado. Simon Tav Sadi. First thing talks about the davening, laning for the second day Pesach, Shor Kesev. Then we talk about the theme of Kalamayit. Kalamayit, you have to say Yalav Yovo and Shmona Esrei. In benching, if you forget in benching, you don't bench again. Why? Because according to many poskim, there's no need to wash. Whenever there's no need, no chiyuv to wash, if you forget, first thing talks about the davening, laning for the second day Pesach, Shor Kesev. Then we talk about the theme of Kalamayit. Kalamayit, you have to say Yalav Yovo and Shmona Esrei. In benching, if you forget in benching, you don't bench again. Why? Because according to many poskim, there's no need to wash. Whenever there's no need, no chiyuv to wash, if you forget whatever you're supposed to say in benching, you don't have to bench all over again. Halal is said with a diluk, only a half halal, because it's not really a chiyuv, it's only the minig according to Rambam. We spent a lot of time in our own shiur about this simon tuf tzadi siv dalet, about exactly why we don't say Shri Shal Pesach Halal and Chalamoy Halal Masi Yadatov and Vayam. The whole discussion is found over here, the Gemara Erechim, but that's not for Mr. Brewer discussion, at least not for this morning. I give you the famous Seder, you know, the laying of the parashat, Meshov, Tura, Kadosh, Bekasa, Psalm, and Baruch, Shlach, Bukhra. And the Balkari knows what that means. And it tells you that that's the order in which you lay on the 8 days of Pesach and Chutzlaretz. The second sefer and all the days of Chol HaMoed and Shvi and Achashal Pesach is Zikraftem, which is in Parashas Pinchas. Seventh day Pesach is not a new Yontef, therefore you make Kiddush, you don't say Shechianu. It's the only case we have that we don't say Shechianu and Kiddush, it's the seventh and eighth day Pesach. The Haftarahs are found here, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it tells you what to do. You day in Shachmas, Shabbos, Tikkah Shachmas, and a Yontef Tikkah Musaf. As you would have in Chol HaMoed Yom Tov Musaf, and there's a certain haftarah. Hamzeh Rav Mohan says that you don't say anything about Pesach in the Birchas Haftarah. Not at the beginning, not in the middle, not at the end. It's just not mentioned at all. That's the minhag of the Rav Mohan. The Mishnah Brewer points out that Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot might be different. Because it's everyone's a day of the Moed B'fnei Atzmo. They're different machlok, different shittas about this issue. Shira Shira to make Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. If there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you say it on Shvi or Achron Shal Pesach, as the case may be. And Tomas Sukkot with Koheles and Rus and Shavuos. And the minig is not to make a brocha. That's our minig against the Shitas Agro. We don't make a brocha. Even if we say it, even if we use a clock. Okay. Tav Tzadi Aleph talks about Havdalah. Then let's say Yontif, the Chol HaMoed, or the Kol. The Atachon Antona with davening, the regular Abdullah at night, except there's no Ner and no Psalm. And in Motzei Shabbos, which is the Yontem, we say about Todienu in our davening. And Abdullah, of course, is Mavdal ben Kodesh to Kodesh. Then we have Bahab. Bahab is a Minik Kadman. It's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch of Tav Tzadi Beis. Some people have the custom to fast, some people don't have the custom to fast. Those who do fast, and they get time to see what say Bahab. In America, fasting is not very popular. I must tell you that my grandfather said that in Europe, people were so impoverished that if they didn't fast every Monday and Thursday, they'd die of starvation. So fasting Bahab was no big deal. They don't much eat anyway. In America, we have a sir habosar, so fasting is not very popular. So I asked how I was to fast on the mandatory fast. Someone wants to fast Bahab, Tavol of Bracha. Okay, there's a whole Mishnah Berach of Bahab, which is said in some shuls. Okay, now we have Tav Tzadi Gimel, which is perhaps more lemaisa than anything else we've learned until now on a day-to-day basis, and that is Sfira. Mamash, we're holding in the middle of the parasha. There's a minig not to get married between Pesach and Lag BaOmer, because Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died. Spoke about it in my Shia with the reason for this is with the Sugi Yavama Sam of Beis. Can't go into that right now. Just that's the bottom line. That's the minute. If you want to become betrothed It's called kiddushin. I didn't want to use the word engaged. It's a bad word. Betrothed. It's permissible. Kal v'chaymer. It's permissible to get engaged, right? Which is just an agreement. But even kiddushin is why is it mutter? Famous Gemara. Shemi kamenu acher. You're afraid someone's going to chop your voice. You know? Make sure that it becomes official right away. Even if it's in the middle of. If you're not Tishra, I think it's what it says in the Gemara. If you're not Tishra. Okay. What happens then when you make a suit? You get out of a vort. Oh, a vort. So you can make a suit as Erisim, and they have the official Kiddushin. Even now we have just a Shiduchim. You can make a Shiduchim with a Suda. Not Rekudim and Mecholos, Nogu Isser. Bekoshka Meshah Rekudim and Mecholos, Shavashus, Bevali Eshli Zor. So the Minig is quoted. You're not supposed to have Rekudim and Mecholos during Svir. All right, that's important to know. This idea of dancing during spheres isn't allowed. How? What did you want to lie? Someone asked me, did we in our shul have a minig based on a different Ramah? That when we have Kiddush Levana, so there's a reason in having a Rikud, Shteitin Ramah. So we had the Kiddush Levana, whenever it was a year, someone asked, Sphira. So here, the Fiyan is Daiti, it's all Minig. I think the Minig is that those people who dance in Kiddush Levana, based in Ramah, they do it in the Chodesh year as well, as part of the Minig. So, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. So therefore, that Rikud was, I thought, permissible. What are they doing, Karen B'Avna? Huh? That's the source of all Minhagim. They don't miss a beat. I can't believe there's a month when they don't dance Kiddush Levana. Huh? I don't remember. Huh? They have the moon dance in Chodesh year. Who remembers? Who is it? Who is their father? Rav Shugav Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg on the Chodesh Eir. We saw him before Har Zaken. There it is. Yeah, no. Dancing on the Chaims? Loi. That's what it says over here. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. That's Beferisher Mishnah Brura. Well, it's whenever Sphere is. We'll get to it in a minute. Whenever Sphere is, this is prohibited. For many of us, Sphere was. I mean, not the mitzvah of counting. I hope not. But the semi avelus was, it's over already, like, well, it's finished. That's what the Mechshas of the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaber says. And there are more concurs. Milag ba'oma ve'elecha kol shari. Ask lag ba'oma, you can get married. You can get married tonight, Rabosa. Today, tonight, now. Now, it's no problem. All right. Another meeting. Not take a haircut until lag ba'oma. The Mechaber says it shouldn't take a haircut until the 34th day. Why? Because he needs 33 full days of avelus. The minig is not that way. Says the Ramo, we have fakert. If I ask Lag BaOmer to yontif a little bit, then we take haircuts on Lag BaOmer. You don't say tachnun on Lag BaOmer. Ramo is very, takes pains to mention that. So when can you take your haircut? As early as Netzach Hamas is the Mishnah Berurah. So as soon as the sun rises, you can go and right away take a haircut. Finished. That's the din. Okay. No tachlin. Oh boy. Gam be'erev shalamed beis. That's a whole discussion. The Mishnah Berurah passes that way. That's how we did it, I think, here in the yeshiva. But it's not so simple. It says look in the Be'er Heitev, in the Prima Godim. It's not so simple. The question should be, when do you... See, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. It came out because of a rav, Gamke, then the stop at Lag Bimel, at Lamed Gil of Atzmo, who I'll be Minig Ashkenazim. Avala Osan Hanogan Shalo Lo Matchina, Niba Erev, who I did the Mutali stop it. So you get the impression that maybe it would be Mutal even to take a haircut at night. That's how I read the Berhate. Because the rule is when it comes to Tachnun, what you do, you omit Tachnun in Mincha only if that night is already a Yontif. If the next morning is Yontif, then it's completely irrelevant the afternoon before. We gave an example of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is Bechlala Machalekas, is a Tachnun and no Tachnun. The Berhetev quotes it, the Mishnah Berurah omits it completely. Berhetev quotes it, meaning Shari Tshuva, rather quotes it, meaning not to say Tachnun, what they call Pischa Zeiru. Pesach Kotma, Pesach Sheni. But even if you don't say a Tachnun and Pesach Sheni, but the afternoon before, you would certainly say Tachnun. Because whatever Yontif Pesach Sheni has, if any, it only starts in the morning, not in the night before. And there are other examples of this. So here too, it seems to be a controversy. But the general rule is we have, you know, Safek Tachnon is a Kavachayim from Safek Brahms. So the meaning is that most people do not say Tachnon on the eve of Lag BaOmer as well. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah does quote a minig that permits you to take a shave, I told you, the night of Lag BaOmer, But he says when it comes to chasnas, it should not be made. Unless it's like this year, it's on Friday, and it's hard to make a wedding on Friday by day, you can get married on Thursday night. I mentioned to the Talmidim, the Fianias died, it's exactly the reverse. I thought that to get married the night of Lag BaOmer was mutter, but to take a shame I thought was us. But I can't explain to you now exactly why. Thank you very much. So just suffice to say that they're both controversial points. Marriage on the night of Lag BaOmer and shaving the night of Lag BaOmer. Okay. Of course, if it's on Sunday, you'll have to shave on Friday before. It's a minig which is quoted by the Ramah. And if you're a Baal Bris, things of this nature, then you may shave even in the middle of Sfira, the Kavod Hamil. Okay. Then the Mechaber has a very strange line. Yesh this Nogin the stop of Rosh Chodesh Iyar V'tol Su B'yod. So there's a custom not to shave on Rosh Chodesh. It's a mistake. Why the mistake? According to the Mechaber, the Sfira starts from Pesach and goes straight until Lag BaOmer. What's Rosh Chodesh Iyar? It doesn't mean anything. But then the Ramah quotes other customs. No. Many places the minig is that they do shave until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because Nissan is a happy time, you don't want to make any avelas then. But then they shouldn't shave all the way until Shavuos. Until Shavuos. And then the Mishnah Berurah fine-tunes a little bit. There's some who start the minig near Gavelis on Rosh Chodesh, and then they end it before Shalosh Megbola. And there's some who start on Beis Iyar after Rosh Chodesh, and then they go all the way until Erev Shavuos. Different fine-tunings of this thing. But the Ramah has says there shouldn't be losses go to do. To have minig here, half a minig here, half a minig there. What can I say? When there was a rabbi came to Riverdale many years ago, he said, this is terrible, Ramah gave a patch and tish. From now on, minig Riverdale is that we keep the first minig of Sfira until Lag BaOmer, that's the end. So he had a large Yekesha contingent in the shul. They left. They literally left. He's going to tell me what to do. I come from my hallowed traditions, Frankfurt. And we have the minig of the Ramah, they're not going to tell me to change. It didn't work. So I never even attempted it. I'm not Don Quixote. The Iker of the losses go, they shouldn't fight. People don't fight, so, okay. That's you can't do anything better about it. You make more fights, it's no point. Came the relief. Okay. Now Chag Shavuos, coming up. Shavuos, of course, Yontif, the minig to stay up the whole night. You very careful, certain halachas stay up the whole night, right? Unless you listen to dime in the morning, it's a problem. So if you go to the bathroom, the Mishnah Berurah said it's okay. And I admit, the talis cotton's a problem. So be yotz with someone else, the talis godel. Birchas the Torah, look back on them, Zion, it's a problem. And that's not what we're learning now, but my recollection is if a person goes to sleep at 11 o'clock after the meal, 10 o'clock at night, and he sleeps for an hour, then he stays up the whole night afterwards, then the post will say you can't make a Birchas the Torah in the morning. I think the same applies to that case. So you got to find somebody. If you're not going to find somebody who's going to fall asleep literally in the middle of the night, which we often can't find, Shana Kavua, I mean an hour, right? If someone sleeps the night before, before the Mishnah even begins, he can make the bracha. To Balakri over here, unbelievable. Lo sirtzach, lo tirtzach. Is it a tipcha as it is, an esnachta as it is, it's all possible. Should really be very careful. Baal Kavod don't always realize that. Each and every dibra is a self possible. And if people make mistakes, the tip, they want a snack. They're wrong. It's supposed to be a self possible. That's how the Bir Halacha explains. Okay. Can't fast on Isru Chag Shavuos. That's the real Isru Chag. Other Chag are just sort of not so important. Isru Chag Shavuos, because they used to bring all the Korbanos then. Many of the Korbanos could not be brought on them itself. And there's no Chal HaMoed Shavuos. So he used to make it Isru Chag. And there's no... Anya the full molded. What about your own body, the post-melamekel? To on your body, okay, what about your hair? So that's something that's also with the Debrecina. Debrecina after the odor of Tanyantis, because he said it's molded, reach, and sayer. Wasn't a sayer, or armpit sayer, so he asked it. I don't know. I looked up the Shuvah. I don't understand exactly why it should be, but the minute we have it to be Mako on the child. But there are those who are Machmir. Pashmas put the Beguf and the Sayers Bechal Aguf. But you have to be careful. Some ladies put perfume not on their body only, but they put on either on the Sheitel sometimes. But there are other cases that Goy brings you something. Goy can bring you newspaper, that's right. Goy can bring you all kinds of things. What else does Goy bring these days? I don't know. Whatever they bring, and the cause of them is the Ramos Chumrah. You can't have a Yan Orphan until Motsu Yantu Sheni. But Noagin Lahachmir, this is a Shasatchak, Orochim, things of this nature.
Can you make a deal with the newspaper stand, you'll pay him a dollar before Yantif and stop by Yantif to pick it up? Because it's not being done for you, it's being done for the wholesale.
No. It is as follows.